This is the Compeer Minute. Our guest today is Kent Bang, swine team leader for Compeer. Kent, how's the pork sector shaping up as we move into the summer?
Well, certainly the pork sector is going to be more challenging than it has over the last couple of years, at least based on our outlook today, and really driven by supply and demand. We've grown the sow herd, we've grown productivity and production of pork in the U.S., and we've done that in response to increased demand for product, both domestically and internationally. And certainly, as we look at trade policy and our ability to export pork is, or some of the pork products is certainly important to us being able to maintain and improve that economic outlook. And these things are some of the things that we're going to be talking about at our upcoming pork outlook seminars. Those are slated for the 19th, 20th, and 21st of June across Minnesota and Illinois. And you can find out more information by going to compeer.com and looking under the swine team.
As far as a marketing strategy for producers moving forward in the year, based on some of those demand factors, some uncertainties out there, what's a good strategy?
Well, I think there's two strategies that one should be looking for. And one of those strategies, in my mind, is to be looking at, we generally get a rally in the summer as supply drops. And I would look for that opportunity, not to hedge necessarily summer hogs, but to hedge fourth quarter pigs where we have the most difficulty in generating margins, for sure. And would look like it's red ink at this point. So that's one opportunity. The other is, I think, some option strategies around protecting, some catastrophic losses in the industry. And by catastrophic, I mean, something that deterioration in the market from today, and at least protecting some of the downside with some options and leaving some upside open for some future opportunities as we move into the fall.